Oh yeah, that's right there on the column. Thank you.
That's right there in the column. It says so right in the print. And write anything,
Well,
write folks, anything in print must be true. So
especially if it's on the internet.
Especially if it's on the internet. That's right. All right. Well, hello everyone, and again, welcome to 2021's Overleaves and Forecast through me and Michael's consortium. I want to welcome you tonight and just give you a little bit of a brief introductory overview of, Tom, you just, so someone just logged in like right away. And fortunately, I actually had it ready that I could send it out. So in any case, what I want to just mention tonight is that for those of you who are, most of you are not new to the Michael teaching, you know that I channel Michael's consortium, which is has evolved to the mental plane. So I utilize an aspect of the Michael teachings and still utilizing Soul Age and Overleaves, and have done so for these last 10 years. There shouldn't be much in the way of differences that any of you notice in terms of the descriptions of what I give tonight, but I just acknowledge that it's a different perspective. I have several well-respected people who I respect very much, colleagues who channel Michael and who also do overleaf readings as well during the year, that is to say in the beginning of the year. And I want you to understand that my own opinion of it is that if you've shown up here, this is probably the set of guiding orientations that you are meant to hear. However, I encourage you, for those of you who know some of my colleagues who do this kind of work, feel free. And please, I even encourage you, you know, to gain as much information as you can and compare and contrast and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm going to take a moment here, and I'm just going to ask everyone if you would mute yourself. I'll take a minute to center, and then we'll go ahead and begin. All right. Well, thank you for coming, everyone, and welcome again to 2021, your year, as it were. So let's talk about the overleaves and energy composite for the year as a way of starting off, giving you a container for the energy and the sense of what's going to happen. As always, we give a complete set of overleaves and several secondary characteristics to give a description, and then we go into further detail. So, as usual, the first thing we start off with is the role. So the role for 2021 is the role of artisan. Secondarily, we talk about the role being cast in a container, a secondary container, which is also one of the seven roles, and that is server. So what we have here is artisan, which is in the positive pole, when in the positive pole of creation, and in the negative pole, self-deception, and the server, the positive pole is service, and the negative pole is bondage. When you see both of those, we can tell you that those are both ordinal roles. And as ordinal roles, we can tell you that the orientation of the year is also ordinal. And for those of you who don't quite understand what that means in the context of our teaching, let us suffice it to say that it means it's a very personal year. It's a very localized year, a year where more individual issues or near-term relationships are to be emphasized. In terms of your attention and the kind of things that will draw your energies. So an artisan year, server cast. Now the other characteristics that decorate, if you will, this year's container of overleaves, we start off with the goal of growth. With the goal rather, and it starts off in the goal of reevaluation. And reevaluation has the positive pole of simplicity or profundity, and the negative pole of withdrawal. And we also use the word deceleration in concert with our, if you will, sister entity, DeQuella, who calls reevaluation deceleration and growth acceleration. So we'll just include that now for the moment. And the attitude for the year is that of cynic. In the positive pole, it's argument. And in the negative pole, it is denigration. The mode for the year, which is the way that we go about, that you see the propulsion or the method of how the goal is achieved. This year's mode actually shifts several times. And we'll talk about the first one, and then we'll come back and do a second pass when we talk about the changes that will be altering. So the first mode, just for January only, is the mode of caution. It's the positive pole of deliberation and the negative pole of paranoia. We might add that when you hear the word paranoia, we just want to suggest that many of you have experienced not necessarily personal paranoia, but certainly have seen it danced around you as 2021 entered pretty much in the negative poles of all the overleaves. So that energy and that kind of contractive quality spread into the beginning and will phase out at the end of this month, where it shifts into power mode for a couple of months. And again, we'll come back to that. The chief feature, negative feature is often what we call the ego obstacle, the part of a human consciousness that is usually somewhat afraid or contracted or fears some sense of lack. And this year, the chief feature is that of greed. The positive pole is appetite or desire, and the negative pole is gluttony. Now, The most interesting and potentially potent overleaf of this entire set this year is the centering. And the centering, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are longtime students of this teaching, don't try and clench too hard when we tell you it's instinctively centered. An instinctive center year refers to the first or root chakra, for those of you who know the chakra systems. And whenever you talk about the first chakra, you're talking about the essential life force of the living being. And we're talking about that confluence between the animal and the soul. And so when people are in the instinctive center, it is an assimilative energy that, by the way, will allow all of you this year to literally visit the other six, which will make it quite an interesting wild ride, because some days you'll have literally wake up to higher centered experiences, and other days you'll find yourself perhaps in the throes of worrying about your most fundamental kinds of needs and safety. Now, after centering, one of the ones that's often not spoken to too much, but we do bring up in an overleaf profile of a year, is the body type emphasis. And this year's body type of emphasis is the king body type of Mars, positive pole of endurance, and the negative pole of impulsivity. Now, we'll explain more of what that means, but suffice it to say that even though you, and none of you, or many of you only have a part of a martial energy, and most of you none, when we invoke the body type of a year, we talk about the style or the physicality that that particular body type brings, and it's a lesson to you to emulate. And so building endurance, building stamina, particularly physical endurance, physical stamina, doing anything with your moving center this year is highly favored. It will reward you if you do it. But if you don't pay attention to your body and try and develop some level of physical activity that extends your muscle strength, props up your energy, because of course, various kinds of exercise will eventually build your energy and your stamina. What you will find on the other end is you are liable to experience a wild ride with impulsivity to just reacting in ways that whenever you have, you know, excess or nervous energy, you'll do whatever and probably end up, you know, if it's exercise, you might hurt yourself. If it's overexertion in the garden, you'll come in sore, et cetera, et cetera. So balance and self-mastery of your body is called for that. Now, the frequency of this year is the pacing, how fast you might experience, what's the rate of change that you may perceive, if you will, going on beneath things. And again, like some of the other overleaves that we'll come back to, this one also has a shift starting in the spring. But it starts off, and many of you have already felt it, very slowly. It's at the frequency is measured from essentially 1 to 100, where 100, we use the metaphor of the hare in Aesop's fable, and 1 would be the proverbial tortoise. So it starts off at the beginning of the year at 22. And while the energy of reevaluation is present for this first quarter, you will experience things, probably experience things as actually having a very welcome drift right now. Maybe a little disorienting, but also a little bit, if not relaxing, at least with some level of overt pressure off of you, with nothing necessarily having to hurry to be done. Now, that energy will change, as we said, when the shift, a major shift comes in the springtime, and it will jump in a big way, and it will jump up to 90. So you will experience that with the other overleaves that we'll talk about as things really picking up pace and moving quickly. The year's masculine-feminine energy balance, meaning those that balance between the masculine or focus or directed externalized energy and the feminine, more diffuse, allowing sometimes more internalized energy. And we say sometimes on that because it doesn't mean you have to be introverted to be in feminine energy. It just means that you're not necessarily as determined or focused. In any case, that balance is almost identical. It's 49 masculine and 51 feminine. And we emphasize, as we always do, because there is somewhat of a confusion in this teaching, it is not male and female energy. This does not have to do with male bodies or female bodies. Every one of you, regardless of your physical sex, which is male and female, has masculine and feminine energies in you. And how they operate at any given time is what is noteworthy about talking about the energy balance. We already mentioned, of course, that the scope is ordinal, more personal, but the positive pole of ordinality is connectivity. And so that sense of favoring, you know, literally knowing who and what you're attached to, is and on a personal level rather than big, say, philosophical or high truth level beliefs and so forth is being called on. Now, the last two things we want to mention is within the context of our teaching, we talk about the triad of the Tao being truth, love, and energy. Some teachers call energy beauty. Either one works. But in a year, an overleaf composite tends to also be specific through one of those three major orientations. And so this year, it is an energy-oriented year, which means then we're talking about body, we're talking about the way you utilize your health and well-being. We're talking about the way that you apply yourself in terms of your investment in relationships, also paying attention to how you use your rest and your regeneration. And lastly, then, the four pillars of the physical plane, expression, action, inspiration, and assimilation. In every year, one of those four pillars is also emphasized. And in this year, the pillar that's emphasized is inspiration. So needless to say, for those of you who are familiar with this teaching really well, you can hear that it's quite a hodgepodge of mixed energies. And we'll give some reasons that for that as we proceed. But that what we've just given you represents the entire, if you will, container of what you can begin to expect to work with. And we'll now explore a little bit of how some of those interactions and some of those will cause you to experience yourselves personally, as well as people around you, perhaps social trends, and even perhaps talking about some of the things that we see happening to the earth in general. Probably the first place that we would start to start off with is to remind you, and many of you have heard us speak recently in December, that the biggest news that has happened in this teaching, and probably one of the most important things that we can reiterate as the starting foundation of tonight's talk, is to remind you that using our terminology of soul age, the collective of humanity has entered the mature soul age. Somehow I got, thank you. All right, I understand now. Somehow I got muted. I'm not sure what happened there. But in any case, pardon me. So again, I'll reiterate. What I want, starting off with, is to put the tonight's talk and the artisan energy, and realizing that it is the creation, the time, the moment in history when you collectively are starting to form, shape the emergence of the mature soul era on this planet. And for those of you who did not hear the December talk, it should be on the website, and you can go back and listen to the approximately hour and a half presentation done in December describing the more particulars of it. But for those of you who have been around, and most of you are baby boomers and or have been around during the 1960s and 70s, you know, you heard about the fantastic lore of the coming of the age of Aquarius. Well, as of essentially the nexus that happened on the winter solstice of the 21st and 22nd, the astrological alignments that were essentially being predicted or waited for finally happened. So in a very real sense, you have entered the age of Aquarius. Now, probably the most important thing to say about the mature soul era and the age of Aquarius is, ladies and gentlemen, you are at the beginning of the beginning. So no major transformations, you know, snap into place automatically. Instead, we want to just utilize a little graphic to help you kind of get the idea of in a way what we mean by how this year and how this energy has started. How this energy has started very much looks like this graphic here. And that is to say, you notice that the sands of one year pretty much begin to look like the sands of the next. And to external appearances, and to the initial feeling states, the energetic states that you're experiencing now in 2021, we would say in many ways, you know, you're still seeing the carryover residue from the last part of 2020. And we bring that up only insofar as, and again, using this graphic as an illustration, is to tell you that the Tao's initial intention for using reevaluation as the initial goal, as well as the instinctive centering together, was to give you all somewhat of a brief respite, at least to experience a bit of the letdown of the last part of the mode of last year, which was in the negative pole of aggression, which, by the way, spilled over into this year and you finally saw come to fruition on January 6th. So with that being said, you are being ushered into a year where there is a good deal of opportunity for you to largely learn about your own energy space and your own emotions. Now, in many ways, this year will, you know, certainly bring scads and scads of information your way. But what we're trying to say to you is that the instinctive center will filter it all through the primary filter of, you know, will this help me and mine survive, and thrive? That is the predominant feature. And you will find that with some of the orientations of particularly the Mars body type, and what will come in April as a shift to the mode of perseverance, there will be a slide from the instinctive center over into the moving center. So it will be, again, very much oriented. Whatever your creation is going to be through use of this artisan energy, it'll very much be, or very much be blessed or enhanced, if you will, if you're doing it in some way, shape, or form through the practice of either using physical touch, which is the most, if you will, gross or tactile form of sensing energy and using energy, but also dealing with your own empathic or energy bodies. So the degree to which you can begin to learn or begin to work with or know about your own energy fields, your own use of them, and the way that you are affected by energies of others, you will find that whatever then you accumulate as fuel, as energy, you will find that it will download through you into productive worth, into productive value. So in spite of some of the overleaves that we've said, the attitude of cynic, the chief feature of greed, and instinctive centering obviously can present you with some pretty intense feeling hurdles in the way. And it can also cause many of you as old souls to have the experience of geigering, a term that we use from other parts of Stephen's work, that is where your body acts like a sensor. Because empathy, both physical and emotional empathy, is going to be both strong naturally in most of you this year. And because it's instinctively centered, it will also at times feel somewhat overwhelming to you at times. So being able to learn more about how you utilize your energy fields and clearing your energy space and being with your experience of noticing when energy or emotional states change within you, the more personally adept that you become at that task, at that activity, the more you are likely to find that it yields to you less exhaustion, which the negative pole of the instinctive center can do. The negative pole being mechanical. And instead, it can actually cause you to experience yourself more in the way of having free-formed energy. So when you are working with this year, just remember that your ability to have energy need not be contained to intellectual thought and creation. So anything that you happen to be motivated to do, whether it's music, art, gardening, for those of you who use your hands, perhaps carving, some of you may find that, you know, with this year, you may decide that one of the ways to implement the Mars body type energy and improve your endurance and improve your instinctive energy performance is to turn yourself loose in your kitchen and become a cook of new and better types of food for yourself, for your overall health and well-being. Now, a couple of other qualities, large scale qualities that have to do with these overleaves. And one of the things that we would say, you know, the negative pole of artisan is self-deception, or in another way of saying it is also self-delusion. That can be a very, very tricky energy to be with, and to not just be with in yourself, but also notice in your world.
You got it?
I think so.
Tom, would you please mute your microphone, please?
Okay, if I can find it, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. So the issue of self-deception also has another quality to it that can make the artisan rather tricky to be with, or artisan energy difficult to be with. And that tricky part is that artisan energy can be very confusing. And when the energies change in April, particularly they move into the goal of growth, which will happen in April, and it moves into the perseverance energy that also happens in April, and the frequency changes to 90 in April, then things can become really askew. So you have a little bit of a window here, ladies and gentlemen, in this first quarter to use what is a bit of slower energy, a bit of introverted energy, less pressure of the reevaluation period that's on right now, to really simplify what's in front of you. Meaning by simplify, really look at those people, those activities, those circumstances that give you as much energy as you can. And also, that also means in the negative pole of reevaluation, to withdraw from those energy circumstances or people that end up draining you of energy. If you can do this in this first quarter, you'll find that that the remainder of the year, when these switches into high gear, or as we also call growth, acceleration out of deceleration, begins to happen, you'll find that your own habits will feel a lot more comfortable to you, and your daily ability to manage energy will experience as a lot more under your control. Simply because, or for no other reason, you won't have to be constantly doing all the sorting of the craziness that the negative pole artisan can bring to a person's mind, especially when it's being in the instinctive center. And then, as we said, it's liable to slide first in April to the moving part of the instinctive center, which then means all this activity and action. Some other things to note. You know, we said that it is a server caste artisan. So what does that mean? Well, what it means in the terms of this year is anything that you choose to work on, to invent, to grow, to put into place, the server energy will call upon you to work at it from the standpoint of wanting it to be of use and service and mutual benefit to others. So for instance, people who are entering this year thinking they're going to create something in order to get rich and just for themselves, or either on the backs of other people, the energy of this is not favorable. They may use the energy of greed in the negative pole of the gluttony to try and hoard as much and try and become the seller rather than the offerer, because that's really the division here that we're talking about when you take a moment to think about this in the commercial realm. Those who have something to offer and who people experience the energy communication of, I am here to share what I have with you. And people who are creating from that orientation will find that they are rewarded, because people will feel the attraction of it rather than feel the being glommed on by that negative pole of greed. And that's a key distinction to keep in your way, because greed may not happen to you in a monetary way, folks. It may happen to you in a way that has to do with the way you manage your resources, especially of energy. So finding yourself in moments, particularly during this COVID time, when many of you are already feeling so deprived of having interaction or being able to go out and do the American favorite sport of shopping, you will experience yourself having moments perhaps then of whenever there's a window or an opening of just wanting to burst out the door or burst into whatever activity that your that impetuous side of yourself is calling forth from you. And while there's no moral condemnation we have for you on that, we just want to give you the alert or the warning, if you will, that it will bounce back on you, because the backlash of that kind of behavior will feel like, you know, your energy has been sapped, or if you indulged in gluttony, like all of a sudden you have a hangover. And by the way, when we use the word hangover, we mean that, you know, kind of as overindulgence in any kind of a substance that you felt, you know, in deprivation of. And that kind of review of your lessons is going to be all part and parcel of the beginning of this beginning, as we talked about. You know, during the COVID of 2020 and the COVID of 2021, because now we'll bring in the real world events of the pandemic is not done. You will be experiencing much of it throughout 2021 without any kind of particular alteration or let up in any real sense. COVID is still here teaching its lessons. And for many of you, of course, you can see around you that many folks are not getting them. And as a result, the spread and the rise of it worldwide is still on the increase. COVID is not a punishment. COVID is a reminder from Gaia, you know, the greater earth spirit to the human species that there are things more powerful than your will. There are things more powerful than your law of attraction. There are things more powerful than just saying, well, I don't believe it, therefore it's not part of my reality. You are here to do physical plane lessons as humans. And doing that means you have reverence for the playground, if you will, that the Tao created here. And one of the reasons that the Instinctive Center is going to be so powerful this year in context to the COVID outbreak is because not only will you see an increase of cases, but you will really understand, and some of you have already experienced this, some of you have had firsthand knowledge of people who have either suffered the disease, yourself had the disease, or known somebody close to you that in fact has maybe even died from the disease. Human beings in a body learn first and most powerfully through experience. And for those who have the greatest difficulty accepting that there may be a reality out there just because they haven't experienced, are usually in line, not necessarily to contract the disease themselves, though they increase their likelihood, but rather to have an experience of a loved one, of a neighbor, a friend, or possibly even themselves actually contract the disease. And just to let you know that the Tao is still working to help humanity adjust its collective, if you will, orientation, is it has produced in the last 3 months, three new and more virulent variations, mutations on the COVID itself, on the SARS-2 virus. And it will produce three more by the end of the year. In doing this, understand that the virus itself does not have its own consciousness in the way that you perceive it. It is an agent of consciousness, a larger consciousness that is here to present you with understanding for those who are willing to embrace it. And those lessons are not complete for the collection of humanity, and so it'll be on. we realize that when it comes question time in a few minutes, when we shift over to all of you, undoubtedly you'll have more specific questions, but we wanted to put that context out there to you. Now, the good news is that for those of you who honor the fact that nature is a mother, if you'll forgive our use of slang, meaning that, you know, she is still, you know, the controller of the dominion of the physical plane, who have learned and have respect for that lesson, not only are you lessening your probabilities because you're taking precautions, all that are necessary to minimize your exposure, but you are also minimizing the cosmic energetic attractors in your field that would otherwise bring it into your space. Now, again, we're not promising you psychic immunity here. That would be irresponsible of us and also to a great degree untrue. And that would be a message we would not want to convey. But we are saying that you do lessen your probability, and you lessen your probability because instinctively, and again, referring to the instinctive center, you are taking the precautions that are necessary to reduce the otherwise errant fear that the animal self that human beings are half of then knows through its cognitive abilities to say, all right, my likelihood is less, and therefore I need less to dwell in fear than I would otherwise. As opposed to those who completely ignore the whole thing or pretend that it doesn't exist. In which case, usually that form of denial is actually covering a larger scope of fear, either at the unconscious level or at the ego level, those who just want to pretend it away and not face what's there for them to understand. So we're also going to shift now talking to, again, so whatever creation you bring, knowing that it does service for someone else is really important. Because in this mature soul time, part of the energy of the instinctive center in the reevaluation and this server cast will also be about establishing, finding, and or strengthening your tribes. Now, it's no accident that many of you here, in fact, have cross-tribal connections with each other already. And some of you here will find yourself in other tribes that you have connection to and feel a feeling of affinity or of more than family. Because in some ways, tribalism is a greater protective unit than family, especially the concept of nuclear family that has been developed under the young soul auspices. You know, when you really think about it, folks, the poor nuclear family has been on its own. You know, the idea of mom and pop taking care of the kids and that being the responsible unit, you know, has pretty much been an accepted norm. And yet at the same time, that's a very small group of people to try and fend against the world. Well, in a mature soul era culture, the idea of tribalism, or said in a more colloquial way, a neighborhood. And if you're not living near people, at least a community of like-minded people and your network of dependable persons are the tribe, which in 2021, you're going to instinctively feel the energetic draw to want to connect in with as best as you can. Now, for those who find themselves being ravaged by the negative pole of the instinctive center, mechanicalism, you will watch people or yourself have moments where your animal nature will take over. And what we mean by that is, you know, there used to be an old phrase called the screaming memes. It could feel like moments of insanity when there's nothing that your mind will be able to figure out, that your emotions will just overtake you, and that kind of thing. And though we're not saying any of this to put any of you in particular fear, just know when those days happen, that chances are your instinctive center has been overloaded by a great deal of fear. And here are a couple of the triggers in this overleaf set that will have probably led to you to that place. And this is where we come and start talking a little bit about the attitude of cynic. Of all the attitudes, ladies and gentlemen, the cynic energy, the warrior attitude, is probably the harshest energy, the hardest, and in some ways actually the most raw and real, because it is the most inwardly, or shall we say natively, combative. By its very nature, the cynic, even in the positive pole, is calling upon people to challenge their thoughts, challenge their beliefs. We use the word argument as the positive pole, but you can also think of it as having a rhetorical, a confrontation, where the words under the cynic energy is, prove it, because you're probably wrong. And when it goes into that second half of the phrase, you're probably wrong, is when it slides into denigration. And denigration has the more common attitude, or the more common thing that you hear in the world and see lately in the world, which is just outright derision, insult, and hate speech. And if you've experienced yourself either thinking in hate speech or being in the receiving end of hate speech, then we can tell you that there's nothing quicker that will drag you into the negative pole, into those, in that instinctive reaction of that animal mechanical nature. The good news of knowing that is that you can also use the understanding that cynicism is trying its best, albeit sometimes very harshly, to shake away anything that isn't just as absolutely substantial, factual, provable, and beyond a shadow of a doubt, real for you to believe. So if you find yourself challenged, go fact-finding. Ground yourself in the intellectual part of that instinctive center. Slide over to seeking not capital T truth, but capital F facts about what really is happening. Because if you can do that, if you can galvanize your mind, even in the midst of a bunch of overleaf that aren't really particularly prone to using your mind, then what you can find is it can help you navigate those moments that you find yourself, you know, instinctively riled or charged up. So a little bit of a, if you will, way of, you know, deconstructing of what happens, of diagnosing what goes on in your own space when you find yourself, you know, plunged necessarily into a place where you're feeling disoriented. You know, we can tell you that some of the key words that you're going to, that you'll feel is that, or experience is, don't be surprised in this reorganization process, this rearrangement, this reorienting of your own life compass, of your sense of what's true north for you, that there are times that you have periods of disarray. Again, especially being, you know, in an artisan year, instinctively centered, especially if you find your own form of inspiration is more fallen into despair or despondency, don't be surprised if you have episodes where you have, you know, periods of depression or hyperness or manicness, or you just can't get organized. The thing that we would tell you at that point is to, as best you can, pull yourself away from your circumstance. Literally move into a different setting. And if you can, as best you can, make it a nature setting. There is nothing that is more restorative and more calming and more beneficial to the instinctive center than nature itself. Now, some of you are more water prone people, so maybe you can see what beaches may be available for you to park in. And if they're scarcely populated with people, go down and soak your feet in them, or a lake, or if you have rivers or streams nearby, do that. Because the calming orientation of the sound of water will help really tone down your instinctive center. Whereas unless you're a person who is more air oriented, wind for many of you will feel somewhat aggravating. So staying out of the wind, unless you really enjoy it, that might not be as helpful. For those of you who are earth oriented, going to put your bare feet in soil, excuse me, or sand, or some medium that is connected to the energy of the living earth itself will help take you out of those hyperactive moments where you might feel yourselves either in despair or panic or what have you. So, a little bit about the energies of the year, and just a couple of things that we wanted to say about soul ages as a general sort of rule. This year, we speak mostly, by the way, of, for those of you who know our soul age methodology or theory, we talk about that there are five stages, of course: infant, baby, young, mature, and old souls or elder souls. And that why we mentioned earlier, the collective consciousness of humanity has moved into the mature soul. Of course, you know, it doesn't mean that everyone here on this planet is a mature soul. Most of you on this call are old souls. excuse me. As a matter of fact, as we look around, we just see old souls. So having said that, we'll start off with baby souls. Much of what you've seen so far this month and what you see in the reactive parts of the world, including what happened at the Capitol, were staffed, if you will, by predominantly late baby, early young, and even some mature souls. Baby souls are really going to not like this energy. It's going to be very tough for them, especially with the overleaves of growth that'll kick in, because baby souls tend to like tradition. They tend to like things that are more certain and more predictable. And of course, part of their difficulties has been in the last 20 years is they have been undercut by a rapidly expanding kind of young soul technological era that has really stripped them of a lot of their powers, a lot of their needs, but also a lot of their certainty in the sense of traditions that they have put, you know, that they rely on for their sense of identity. And since baby and young souls are primarily external world oriented, their identities come from their relationships outside of them. They are very often unclear about any of their internal motivations. Whereas, say, mature and old souls, by contrast, like most of you here, mostly operate from your internal state of being. You are constantly evaluating what is going on within you and then trying to understand how that then translates into how you digest, interact with, or absorb your own world. So the way baby souls then act out is through sometimes violence, but also sometimes in the form, in many places in the world, as the form of refugees. And being the people that are seen in news as the victims of, you know, mass violence or mass disruption. So this is not going to be a pleasant year for many of these folks who already feel these disruptions. Young souls. young souls first. We'll talk about those in first world countries. Are pretty much kind of splitting up sides. There are many a young soul who are seeing that the idea of having to create a future that where it takes into account things like the climate change and the readjustment or the realignment of economic systems from what it's been into something new, where it begins to take care of all sectors of society, is happening. And we don't mean to necessarily call it liberal per se. We're calling it progressive because they're saying something different has to happen that isn't necessarily in the same language of what many people have just kind of narrowly categorized as the old leftist terminology. Instead, there is another half that this year is going to feel really empowered to re-enter. Their form of the instinctive center is going to be to go animalistic. Their form of tribalism is going to be to, you know, join QAnon or militias become workers in, you know, what they perceive as, you know, counter revolutionary or revolutionary type of movements. But on a smaller scale and on a human scale, you know, folks who believe in the system and who have benefited off the system, whether this it's the economic system or the social system or the racial system, up to this point, who have gotten, you know, benefit out of that, they're going to diverge and they're going to become more constrictive, more conservative, more reactionary as this division, again, as you enter into the mature soul cycle. Because again, these young souls that we're talking about that are progressive are moving toward and helping to create that. Even if they're not mature souls themselves, they're still opening into that. Now, let's talk about the mature soul energy. Around the world, many a mature soul person is feeling galvanized and actually hopeful. And that hopefulness is a guarded optimism. And even the cynicism of this year, their form of it is still often and sometimes caught up in the form of the blame game, you know, in the us and them. It's not just the baby soul that can get caught up in that binary duality. The mature soul can too. And when they do that, though, there's much more of a sense of emotional resentment with it and a depth and like, why aren't they getting this kind of orientation? Because the mature soul is, if you will, emotionally centered in the intellectual part. The baby soul is emotionally centered in the moving part. So using some of our terminologies to help you, the mature soul has more facility and this year wants to develop and is trying to figure out a way to live and let live, even though they're also pissed off. They're also equally as angry, and they want to make changes, but they also want to get even. So there's a lot of room here for conflict and even some consternation. But the mature soul group, especially with the sense of feeling, interestingly enough, excuse me, empowered, by after we get out of the caution energy, particularly in February and March, across the world, where new elections, new leadership is coming in, not just in the United States, but some of you know that in Europe, there are some transitions. Angela Merkel is going to be leaving her party in Germany. Other South American countries are going to be undergoing some things. And throughout the year, Australia too will have a change of leadership. So as these things happen, this feeling of empowerment in this mature soul energy will pick up. But again, there's these elements that are still feeling very underserved, hurt, resentful, and angry and reactive. So that's in there. Now, what about you old souls? Well, as a general rule of thumb, we can imagine that most of you would like to probably do to some extent or another what the negative pole of reevaluation, the graphic image that we have on the motivation cards that we created, which is your head in the sand, the proverbial ostrich with its head below the ground, and kind of hiding out from all this. And what we can tell you is from an instinctive center old soul place, and how you old souls often learn only through terror, we understand how you'd like to avoid that. Completely understandable. However, we can honestly tell you that the good news is that by and large, many of you won't be putting yourselves in too many confrontational circumstances that you will have to learn from terror. Having said that, however, what you are going to feel, and remember we said this is an of the truth, love, and energy year, the energy aspect of the Tao is oriented this way. And so you will experience yourselves through your instinctive centers, feeling all this free floating energy that's moving throughout the collective unconscious. And your jobs, if you decide to want to keep your sanity, will be to learn as best you can how to do energy management and how to account for being in when you are in circumstances where, or in conversations, or watching things that, you know, bring your sense of fear to the foreground. And then, as we said earlier, especially trigger your cynic attitude to go into denigration and hatred. Because if you do that, then you'll be stuck in these cycles for a while. You'll feel like running away and hiding, or running inside and hiding. And of course, that does nothing not only for agape, which you old souls are all striving for at this elder stage of your life, but it is also that you are at a place where you can't afford to avoid at least being aware of what's going on around you. Now, one of the things that we would warn is that there's a term that was introduced a few years ago that we think is particularly useful for old souls who are also looking, you know, at a year through the instinctive center and the cynic attitude. And that's something called doom scrolling. Now, some of you may recognize that term, but it's the tendency for your mind to look or listen to headlines that predominantly may have a negative or difficult message connected to them.
And the sound
you should just never have gone to doom scrolling.